840 The Patriot. More stimulating talk radio.
Celebrate the biggest environmental disaster in decades with the new BP Gulf Spill Collector Plate Set from the Franklin Mint. Each month you receive a new heirloom quality plate featuring an exciting image that is the Gulf disaster. Your collection begins the second you receive our debut plate, Tony Hayward Wants His Life Back. A stunning hand-painted image of BP CEO looking uneasy and concerned. Should you decide to continue, you'll next receive Oily Bird, an artist's rendering of a desperate oil-covered bird, also looking uneasy and concerned. With images so lifelike, you'll swear you're as sad as the Gulf fisherman who lost everything. The BP Gulf Spill Collector Plate Set from the Franklin Mint. Order today and cherish them for years to come. Profit from disaster, just like BP.
Play along on your home guitar if you know the notes. And drums as well. 12, we call audience participation on this program. 6 minutes until 7 o'clock at AM 840 The Patriot. Rob Johnson in the morning with Tim St. Martin. The audio of the day has to go to the BP chairman of the board.
We care about the small people. I hear comments sometimes that large oil companies are greedy companies or don't care. But that is not the case in BP. We care about the small people.
Some of these people from that region out there now, some of these small people, are not really amused by that comment.
The small people in this parish kicked their butts all the way back to England in 1812. So I don't think we're so small. And I don't think they're so smart. If they were so smart, that well wouldn't be out there flowing right now.
Yeah, pretty smart for a small guy.
Say the hell with them. I really don't appreciate how they speak down on the people from this state.
And this comes after, of course, BP CEO Tony Hayward, who said earlier that he just wants his life back. Well, the chairman of BP did issue an apology, but he did it on paper. He didn't, I guess he dared not come out before the cameras and make another idiotic statement like the small people statement. So he issued a written apology, but I just got to thinking that if he would have come before the cameras and made a public apology, I think it would have sounded something like this if he would have been truthful.
First, I want to apologize for what I said about the small people. I was not referring to midgets or the size of the Gulf Coast people. I was talking about their small lives. Not everyone can be powerful, unaccountable, big people like us, but anyone can feel sorry for the small people, which we do. We care about their small incomes, small brains, and small chances of meaning anything to big people. I will not be taking questions from small reporters. Thank you.
And, of course, if you know the words, please sing along with us now.
It's a spill of oil killing birds and fish, and the big oil man says it's BP's wish that the small people there will receive BP's care. We're a small world to BP.
Sing along.
It's a small world to BP. We're the small people, golly gee. In the small catastrophe, in the small, small sea.
We'll be right back.
Attention, Patriot listeners.